Proverbs chapter 8. Does not wisdom call out, and does not understanding raise its voice? On the most prominent position on the road, at the crossroads, there it stands. At the side of the gates, at the way into the city, at the entrance doors, there it cries out. You men, to you I call out, and to you sons of Adam I direct my voice. You gullible ones, understand shrewdness, and you fools, understand strength of character. Hear, for I will speak of noble things, while opening my lips with upright matters. For my palate savours the truth, but wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the sayings of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverse in them. They are all straightforward to him who understands, and upright to those who find knowledge. Accept my correction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than red corals, and no material desires can be compared to it. I, wisdom, abide in shrewdness, and I acquire the faculty of thoughtfulness. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and an evil way. And I hate a mouth speaking subversive things. I have counsel and resourcefulness. I am understanding. I have valour. By me kings reign and potentates legislate justice. By me princes rule and leaders, all those who administer justice. I love those who love me. And those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honour accompany me, resplendent wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than a gold nugget, or a fine gold ingot, and my produce is better than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, within the paths of justice, by bestowing wealth on those who love me, as I fill their treasuries. The Lord acquired me at the beginning of his way, before his works since then, before the age came about. I was appointed in advance, before the things preceding the earth. When there were no deep waters, I was brought forth. When there were no sources well endowed with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills existed, I was brought forth. Before he had made the earth and the open spaces, when the particles of the earth were the starting point, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. And when he determined a sphere over the surface of the deep, when he made the skies above firm, when he gave strength to the fountains of the deep, when he issued his statute to the sea that the waters should not exceed his dictum, when he decreed the foundations of the earth, I was with him constantly, and I was his delight day by day, rejoicing in his presence all the time, rejoicing in the inhabitants of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of Adam. So now, you sons, hear me, for happy are they who keep my ways. Hear correction and become wise, and do not reject it. Happy is the man who hears me, so that he watches at my doors daily, guarding at the posts of my doors, for he who finds me has found life, and he obtains favour from the Lord. But he who sins against me does violence to himself. All who hate me love death.